On today's Technobabble, live streaming, the equipment you need.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. This is the show where every week I tell you all about using video and graphic design in the church. I'd love for you to interact with the show. So drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. Hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllenClif, or just leave a comment below the video or over on YouTube, below the video there as well. Either place is absolutely okay. So let's talk about the equipment that you need for live streaming your church service. Well, first off, you need a camera. That's the bare minimum. There are a lot of churches that I've talked to that are trying to get by with the just bare bones camera that they can get, the cheapest one to get by. And I will admit that it is possible to stream with something like this. This is a Logitech 1080p web camera. So while it's possible to do, this has a 1/4-20 thread on the bottom, I wouldn't recommend it, especially for a church service. The reason is very simple. The distance that it's designed to work at is only a few feet. But if you're going to put it in the tech booth in the back of the sanctuary, or heaven forbid, in the balcony looking down on the pastor, it's just not going to work because they're not designed to zoom in. They're actually specifically designed to be wide. And the reason for that is because they're designed to be very close. So that's thing number one that I want you to consider, is that you probably don't want to use a webcam. I've also talked to some people that have tried to use a security camera. That's also probably not a very good idea. Security cameras aren't meant to pick up details. They're meant to show movement and who's doing something bad, not all the details to get the point of emotion across in someone's face. So that's not a good choice either. Probably what you want to do is you want to start out with a camcorder. Probably. Because what you need to do is you need to have a camera that can take in the image and then that camera needs to be connected to an encoder. The encoder could actually be could actually be built into the camera. And you might have one in your pocket already. So this is an iPhone. Android phones, I'm sure, have an app like this as well. But there is a live streaming app that you can get for the iPhone. What's really interesting, and I'm talking to the developers about this, so we'll see if I get to play with it and try it out, is there is software that allows you to use an iPad as a switcher and multiple iPhones as cameras. And you switch all that over the network. And it could be that this is going to be a great solution for the church, but kind of right on the edge of what I would trust these devices to do, although their cameras can be really, really great. The next possibility is to get a consumer or prosumer camera that has built-in encoding. JVC makes a couple of these, and I, again, haven't played with them, but that's something that hopefully I'll get my hands on one, and then I can report back to you if it's worth it. Now, ideally, you would have more than one camera. I'm really not a big fan of streaming with one camera in the back of the auditorium, but a lot of churches start by doing that. I just think that it's immensely better, remarkably better, to have multiple cameras. The most logical way of doing that is with a video switcher. So a lot of churches are starting out with the Blackmagic Design ATEM television studio, ATEM television studio, spelled the normal way for that stuff. And it's a sub $1,000 video switcher that does basically what you would need. Now, the downside of this is the control surface is about $5,000. But the good news is you don't absolutely need a control surface. You can control it over the network with a computer. So that's what most churches are doing. It comes with software to do that. So they just control it with the computer and then use the television studio itself as the switcher. So once you have your camera's hooked up, I'd recommend SDI over HDMI because HDMI is encumbered by HDCP, high definition copy protection, which makes it kind of difficult to work with in a production environment, quite frankly. And they're not designed for long cable runs. I would go with an SDI camera, so you connect your HD SDI camera to the switcher of your choice. Bare minimum probably is a ATEM television studio, and then you connect it to an encoder. Now you have two choices with an encoder. You can either have a capture card on a computer and run encoding software like Adobe's Flash Media Live Encoder or Telestream's Wirecast. Those are both legitimate options, or you could get a standalone encoding box, what I've called a streaming appliance. And these range in price from about $700 all the way up to several thousand dollars. In fact, on my desk right now, I've got one in for review by Digigram, which is a several thousand dollar box. So you need to encode that, and then that sends the signal to your streaming host, a streaming host like Worship Channels or ChurchStreaming.tv or Ustream or Livestream or even YouTube Live. Any of those are options. Some are better than others, and we'll talk about that maybe on a future show. But that's the basics. Now, if you've got camera people, you're going to need to communicate with them. So you'll need a communication system. If you've got cameras, you're going to need some support. So you might need some tripods. If you don't have room for tripods, you might need pan tilts, which are robotic devices that pan and tilt, hence the name. So that's really just an overview of what's going on. If you'd like to follow what I'm doing, right now is November 2014, and I'm writing a book on live streaming. So head on over to Twitter, follow me at Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllenCliff. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share the show. I hope that that helps you, and I hope helps your church go out and change eternity. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.